You've got the acoustic storm and the best variety of acoustic rock.
Sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it, she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because you lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Bob Dylan getting this week of the Acoustic Storm started for us with I Want You. I'm Audrey Parrott with you, and I want you to kick back and relax with me with the best variety of acoustic rock. And on this episode of the show, I've got Eric Clapton in the Eye of the Storm with tracks from his 1992 Unplugged performance. Last weekend, we lost Jesse Colin Young, who passed away from chronic Lyme disease. Born Perry Miller on November 22, 1941, and raised in Queens, New York by musical parents, his mother a violinist and singer with perfect pitch, and his father was a Harvard-educated accountant. He attended Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, where he studied classical guitar, however was expelled from the strict academy. After high school, Young enrolled in Ohio State University, where he broadened his musical tastes by living behind a record store. And in 1961, he attended NYU, where he balanced his studies with performances in Greenwich Village. With fellow guitarist and folk singer Jerry Gorbett, the Young Bloods were formed and released their debut album in 1967. The album contained the song Get Together, written by Chet Powers in the early 60s. Right around that time, groups including the Kingston Trio and Jefferson Airplane were performing it. However, the Young Bloods' 1967 rendition quickly became a hit. During my interview with Jesse Colin Young in 2019, Young reflects on the impact that song had on his career.
When I discovered that song one Sunday afternoon in an open mic in Greenwich Village, I felt a path for my life open up, and that's what a Get Together has been, a beacon has been my companion, my guru, has been the path for my life. So the thread was there. So many questions that life asks of us can be solved by love.
Love is but a song we sing, fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Through love, somehow through loving the people that we're with on this planet even more in the face of all that, this kind of hatred and violence. I mean, personally, I don't know what else there is.
This is a song for my sisters, just to let you know that I'm here. This is a song for resistors and everything we hold dear. A world where everyone is welcome and all our voices are heard. And though the darkness surrounds us, we feel the love that has bound us, and we won't take it anymore. You can't fake it anymore. Time to even out the score. No mistake, we won't take it anymore. When I watched your millions marching, healed my wounded soul. Your joy, your hope, your passion, your pink and perfect fashion. And though my heart was broken, I heard your words unspoken. We won't take it anymore. You can't fake it anymore. It's time to even up the score. No mistake, we won't take it anymore. This is a song for my sisters, just to let you know that I'm here. This is a song for resistors and everything we hold dear. A world where everyone is welcome and all our voices are heard. And though the darkness surrounds us, we feel the love that has bound us. We won't take it anymore. You can't fake it anymore. It's time to even up the score. Don't mistake it. We won't take it anymore.
Remembering Jesse Colin Young with an Acoustic Storm exclusive live performance of For My Sisters. From the album Dreamers, which he recorded with Sun Tristan and was released in 2019. Well, it hasn't always been smooth sailing for the Doobie Brothers. In fact, their self-titled debut album in 1971 had peaked at 210 on the charts, and they thought they'd be dropped by Warner Brothers just before they would release Toulouse Street. But all the worry was for naught, as they quickly rose to number 11 on the Hot 100 with a catchy lead-off single written by the Doobies' own Tom Johnston as an ode to the power of music as a uniting force. It's the Doobie Brothers on the Acoustic Storm.
Acoustic Storm. Acoustic Dragon Force on the Acoustic Storm with Avant la Tempête. Up ahead, Mark Knopfler tells it the way it is. Billy Idol gets rowdy. Stevie Nicks plays piano for one of her Fleetwood Mac classics. And then in The Eye of the Storm, Eric Clapton recalls some of his most difficult personal challenges on the Acoustic Storm.